Intrinsic Alignments of the Extended Radio Continuum Emission of Galaxies in the Eagle Simulations, by Alexander D. Hill et al. We present measurements of the intrinsic alignments IAs of the star-forming gas of galaxies in the Eagle Simulations. Radio continuum imaging of this gas enables cosmic shear measurements complementary to optical surveys. We measure the orientation of star-forming gas with respect to the direction to, and orientation of, neighboring galaxies. Star-forming gas exhibits a preferentially radial orientation direction alignment that is a decreasing function of galaxy pair separation, but remains significant to is greater than or equal to 1 MPC at Z equals 0. The alignment is qualitatively similar to that exhibited by the stars, but is weaker at fixed separation. Pairs of galaxies hosted by more massive subhalos exhibit stronger alignment at fixed separation, but the strong alignment of close pairs is dominated by approximately L-caret star galaxies and their satellites. At fixed comoving separation, the radial alignment is stronger at higher redshift. The orientation-orientation alignment is consistent with random at all separations, despite subhalos exhibiting preferential parallel minor axis alignment. The weaker IA of star-forming gas than for stars stems from the former's tendency to be less well aligned with the dark matter structure of galaxies than the latter, and implies that the systematic uncertainty due to IA may be less severe in radio continuum weak lensing surveys than in optical counterparts. Alignment models equating the orientation of star-forming gas disks to that of stellar disks or the DM structure of host subhalos will therefore overestimate the impact of IAs on radio continuum cosmic shear measurements. This was Intrinsic Alignments of the Extended Radio Continuum Emission of Galaxies in the Eagle Simulations, by Alexander D. Hill et al.